We can notice also, if we go over to Genesis chapter 17, another important person, and one who we look to as a spiritual forefather, Abraham. Abraham was offered entrance into Yahweh's everlasting covenant by walking in the way. Let's turn over there to Genesis 17. Genesis 17, beginning with verse 1. And when Abram, as he was known by Abram before he became Abraham, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be you perfect. Walk before me and be you perfect. That's what it was all about. And what does he say? If you will do that, as it says, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant, which is an agreement, is with you. And you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. And truly he has been, in the physical sense. But most importantly, Abraham is a spiritual forefather as he walked with Yahweh for those of us who would also walk in the same way. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For the father of a multitude of nations have I made you. And it goes on here to describe that covenant. And of course it relates it in this passage to the act of physical circumcision. But we know that that physical circumcision was but a sign. And what Yahweh really wanted, was for his people to be spiritually circumcised in heart. This life is a proving ground. We have to understand that. It was a proving ground not just here for us, but in all times. And if we look back to Exodus chapter 16, we can see that it was a proving ground for Israel as they were there in the wilderness. Yahweh allows us to go through tests, to be tempted, to see if we will walk in His law, to see if we will walk in the everlasting way. And again, especially for the young people of the congregation, realize that as you were young, and I'm sure that all of us who are older, we think back to the time when we were young, and probably the most difficult and tumultuous age to be is to be a teenager today, especially a young adult, especially in the world in which we live in, where there's so much sin and they are constantly doing things that do appeal to the flesh. But those things that appeal to the flesh are things which are not lasting, and in actuality are going to bring about death, just as Satan the adversary lied to Eve and crawls through the dust. So we can choose to walk the way of the serpent, which is of course a circuitous route back and forth through the dust, or we can choose to walk as Yahshua walked. If we look at Exodus chapter 16, we know that Israel was tempted there in the wilderness. They were tested. We see here in verse 1, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, if only we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. They were hungry, and what did they do? They murmured. They lost faith. A temptation. What do we do whenever we are faced with a temptation, a difficulty? Do we lose faith? Do we complain? Look at what happens in verse 4. Then said Yahweh to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And again, we have to recognize that everything that happens to us, every temptation that we pass, causes us to be a spiritually stronger person and shows that we are walking in the way that Yahweh has set before us and keeping His commandments. And that's important that we do that, to show that we are a people of character. Yahweh is feeding us manna from heaven, His Son, the Word made flesh, Yahshua the Messiah. Will we continue to walk with Him and keep the covenant? Well, that's only a question that we ourselves can answer, and it's something that we continually have to be working on, that we don't allow ourselves to become weak and fall. And if we do fall, that we would pick ourselves up and continue on, repenting of our sins. If you go over to the book of James, or Jacob chapter 1, he describes here what it is to be tempted and what the result is for those who go the way of the flesh.